Airlines are stretching their wings again. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Summer travel is heating up, and yet American Airlines, which is actually flying more than its competitors, is canceling hundreds of flights. One reason is a labor shortage. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The labor shortage comes as American and other airlines work to retrain furloughed pilots. They're contending with labor shortages among vendors as well. Even the TSA has had trouble recruiting enough security screeners as passengers return to airports. In the meantime, American has had a spate of bad weather this month at some of its hubs. The airline says that's affected operations, with crews delayed and customers rerouted. Over the weekend, all of this appears to have caught up with the airline. Hundreds of flights were canceled, and those cancellations are expected to continue today. American says it will also reduce its planned flights in July by 1% to maintain some operational slack. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Restaurants, obviously hard hit by the pandemic and now facing labor shortages, are cracking down on diners who don't show. Reservation platform OpenTable says it'll start tossing four-time offenders on its site. As Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, ditching your dinner plans could cost you.
If you made the reservation at Utopian Tailgate, a rooftop bar in Chicago, better make sure your friends don't flake.
We typically charge $10 to $15 per person to hold a reservation.
Scott Weiner co-owns the restaurant and 13 others. He started requiring deposits when in-person dining resumed at limited capacity. That put an end to this behavior.
People would make a reservation at five or six restaurants, and you know, you'll see those cancellations happen, you know, sometimes an hour before their meal.
Now cancel a day ahead or take the hit. Gene Alexiev manages Mintwood Place, a neighborhood restaurant in Washington, D.C. He says because of labor shortages, they can't serve as many people. And with so much demand, tables are booked way in advance.
The old luxury of just being able to walk up and be recognized and be given a table that's available doesn't always work.
When there's a deposit on the line, people tend to show up. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 5 to 6 tenths % range.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
In 2012, Amazon had 150,000 employees. It now has 1.3 million. In 2012, it was worth $120 billion. It is now worth a trillion. That spectacular journey is chronicled in a new book by Brad Stone called Amazon Unbound, Jeff Bezos and the Invention of a Global Empire. It takes a look at the innovation within the company, but also the challenges it faces. Brad Stone joins us now on Prime Day, no less. Good morning.
Hi, Sabri.
A recent New York Times investigation found the turnover rate of Amazon warehouse workers was 150% per year, and that this was kind of, in a way, encouraged out of fear of the workforce becoming stagnant. You have written about Jeff Bezos' compulsion to keep Amazon dynamic as a company. Do you think this has taken a toll on workers?
Well, I mean, I draw these conclusions in the book. And I talked to a human resources executive early on who said that Jeff Bezos was making, you know, very particular decisions about raises in the warehouses and how to measure employees' performance because he didn't want tenured employees who would be around for a long time and might get disgruntled. He was looking around and looking at U.S. manufacturers and the U.S. automakers and judging that collective bargaining and an organized workforce had really limited their flexibility and the company's versatility and ability to innovate and allowed them to be overtaken by foreign companies. And yeah, I do think that how could it not have an impact on the quality of life in the workforce? And I think more recently, Amazon has started to realize, and Bezos has started to realize, that this hurts the company's image, it's going to hurt his legacy, and it's going to really hurt the company's ability as it now gets to over 1 million employees to keep hiring.
How do you think Amazon's going to meet this image problem?
They used to have this notion that they could just continue to innovate. If they kept introducing magical new products, that would dilute some of the negative impacts of being a large, distant retailer that was often seen at odds with small mom-and-pop companies. And Sabri, as you're mentioning here, that is really no longer working. And I think what we've seen recently is Amazon pivot and address its status as a large employer in all of its messaging, and we'll see it in the messaging around Prime Day when they release their annual report on it. They're going to highlight the impact the discount days had to small businesses. But they've got a lot of ways to go.
You give a lot of really interesting examples of Jeff Bezos pushing his teams to innovate hard. He's stepping back from a lot of his responsibilities. What do you think that will mean for the company?
With the larger businesses, retail and Amazon Web Services, he's really been stepping back and allowing deputies to run those divisions somewhat independently. But it's the new projects, Alexa and the satellite constellation Amazon hopes to build called Project Kuiper, and probably new things that we don't yet know about, where he's been really active. He says he's going to continue to do that, but he's going to let Andy Jassy, his longtime deputy, be the face of the company, which I think probably is apt as Amazon now enters an age of enhanced antitrust scrutiny and criticism. Jassy simply presents a more humbler, I think, face for Amazon. When Bezos is sitting in that congressional testimony seat, he's sitting there not only as the CEO of Amazon, but as the richest guy in the world. And that's a somewhat impossible position for him, I think. So I think he's happy to let Andy Jassy take over that part of the job.
Brad Stone is a journalist and author of the new book, Amazon Unbound, Jeff Bezos and the Invention of a Global Empire. Thank you so much, and what a great read.
Sabri, thank you.
I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.